order at 2 minutes after 9 o'clock Thursday, February 11th, 2010. At this time, please turn off all your electronic devices if you haven't already done so. Let the record reflect that Senator French is with us, Senator Meyer, Senator Pascavan, and I'm Senator Menard. And I would like to introduce my capable aide, Sarah Munson, in the back. So today before us, we have Senate Bill 244, Governor's Duty Station Travel Allowance. And with us this morning, we have Senator Stedman and co-prime sponsor, I believe, Senator Egan. Would you like to come forward and state your name for the record, please, as well as your affiliation? Yep.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I represent District A, Bert Stedman, and with me today is my colleague,
Senator Dennis Egan, District B from Juneau.
So we have the A and B team here before you, Madam Chairman, and we have a little bill, Senate Bill 244, and what it does, it codifies in statute the administrative requirements that Juneau is the officially considered the governor's duty station. Currently in statute, there are no provisions that require the governor to reside in the capital city or occupy the governor's mansion during his term of office. And for those watching at home, we always refer to the governor's house as the mansion, even, or the people's house. And in most areas in the country, it would not even be close to a mansion. It's just a large house, about 100 years old. The governor, like everyone else, can establish and maintain a legal residence of his or her choosing. So that does not change under this bill. So we're not trying to restrict, the selection of the governor for just folks that are from Juneau, or put them in a position where they'd have to sell their home somewhere else in the state. As a result of this change in statute, the governor will be subject to state personnel laws as they apply to the calculation and payment of travel allowance. This legislation won't change the existing policies of our current governor, but it will certainly set the policy for future governors to make Juneau their duty station, and that's kind of an important point, that the current policy from the current governor does exactly what this bill is trying to put in statute. Because as we know, governors change every 4 years. So it's pretty straightforward. And we have numerous other committees going on at the same time, and I'm gonna have to retreat upstairs. Not that I'm reluctant to answer questions from the chair and the committee members, but we have with us some trusty staff that can help field questions, because we've gotta kick the finance committee off it here in just a few minutes. So.
Could you indulge us just quickly if I wanted to just ask if there was any questions from the colleagues before we lose Senator Stedman?
Just briefly,
okay.
Madam Chair.
Senator Meyer.
Yes, thank you, Senator Stedman, Senator Egan, for bringing this forward. It's a good bill, it makes sense. We have a governor's mansion here, the governor should live here. How does this pertain to the lieutenant governor, or does it pertain to him or her at all?
It's targeted to the governor.
Okay.
Now, when we go through the committee process, there's some areas that will stir us some discussion. So this is, as we know, the first hearing of this bill in the committees, not only the one today, but the future committees will have some discussion, and they may want to broaden or narrow the scope of this bill. And so we're always supportive of the committee work, and as they make the bills better as they move along.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any follow-ups? Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you staying to answer that. And you have to go as well? Okay, together. Okay.
I need him at the finance table.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, at this time, under public testimony, I believe Jesse Keel, would you like to come forward? And okay, does anyone have any more questions?
Just briefly, Madam Chair.
Okay. Senator French.
Thank you. I'm just wondering whether the phrase duty station is defined anywhere in state law.
Through the chair,
yes.
Senator Menard.
State your name, please, for the record and affiliation.
Yes, Madam Chair. Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Stedman. Through the chair, Senator French. Yes, it is defined in the administrative manual that deals with travel. The definition of duty station is, quote, the duty station of a traveler includes the city, town, or village within 50 miles of where the traveler spends the major portion of their working time, or the place to which the traveler returns to duty on completion of special assignments. On a case-by-case basis, commissioners may identify a radius or commuting area that is broader than 50 miles within which per diem will not be allowed for travel within one calendar day. That's the administration's definition of the duty station, Senator.
And if I could just follow up, Madam Chair, and is there a duty station for the legislature? Are we assigned duty stations or no?
Through the chair, Senator French, no. It's just inherent in your job that if you did not come to Juneau for the legislative session during the 90 days and there was a call on the House, then the law enforcement would be sent out to find you wherever you are and bring you in. So there is no statutory requirement that legislators are required to be in Juneau during the session as a definition of their duty station, but you wouldn't be allowed to stay away for long before they sent the law after you.
Long arm of the law would come find me. But I like serving, so I don't see that as being an issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ferrant. Anybody else on the committee? Okay. Is there anybody on OffNet that has signed up? And we'll just have a second here to check to see if anybody in the audience would like to speak. I did have just one question. Is there any pushback from administration on the third floor? Have you heard any conversation on this?
Madam Chair, no, we have not. The administration is here represented, I believe, by Mr. Kevin Brooks from the Department of Administration, so that might be a good question for them. But to my knowledge, we have not heard any pushback from the administration.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Now we will go to Janice.
Oh, I just wanna...
Okay, you had signed up. Okay, Kevin Brooks, would you like to come forward, state your name from Department Administration?
Good morning, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Kevin Brooks. I am the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Administration. Members of the committee, I really just signed up to answer questions, and I would be happy to do that. I just heard the one about whether there was any pushback. I quite honestly haven't heard any feedback one way or another on the duty station aspects. You know, we were in the audience today, and I brought Kim Garnero, our Director of Finance, because we are the, if you will, the authors of the admin manual. We do quarterly updates of that manual, interacting with other state agencies about just how the state government's going to operate, whether it's travel or how we pay people or cash management. There's any number of topics covered in that document. But with that, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. And I brought my travel section of the admin manual with me if we need to refer to that.
Are there any committee members that would have any questions? Senator French.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll ask. I think we've been focusing on per diem, and I think it's clear that the idea of the bill is to prevent a governor from collecting per diem while away from the mansion and living in their home. But what about a travel allowance? Maybe you can explain, does that mean like paying travel expenses to and from maybe where you live to where the mansion is? Can you just explain how that, what that means and how it'll work?
Yes, through the chair and Senator French, there is a definition section, as you might expect, in the regs. The bill itself actually talks to just to read it. The governor is not entitled to and may not claim as a travel allowance a lodging allowance. And in fact, we've never paid a lodging allowance. The only time the state will pay lodging is with an invoice. You have to be presented with an invoice, and that's the same for any state employee who's traveling. You return back if you stayed in a hotel or you had something that generated an invoice, we'll reimburse that for lodging. And so the bill really does get at the meals and incidentals. So people use per diem or they use lodging or meals and incidentals, and they tend to run together, but there is a distinction between the two. Typically, the state will pay for any travel by the governor, or if the person's traveling from point A to point B doing business, you know, that those travel costs would be reimbursed, subject to reimbursement by state funds.
So that bill doesn't change that. Senator French, a follow-up?
So let me make sure I understand, because it seems like the meat of the bill, if you will, is in Section 2B sub 2. I mean, that's sort of where you or whoever makes out the governor's paycheck will get their direction for how to do that. Are we all focused on the right part of the bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Through the chair, Senator.
Yeah. And so this is just, so it's not so much about per diem and collecting a per diem check. And maybe you can explain to us so that we know the difference between a travel allowance and a per diem allowance, when you're allowed to get them and when not.
Through the chair and Senator French, it's probably worth just a little bit of a brief history, if you can indulge me. It used to be the state paid a per diem, and it was just kind of whatever to cover your cost. Over the last decade or so, I couldn't tell you specifically, but certainly I've been around for a while and involved in these kind of matters. The state has really gotten into more of a reimbursement of expenditure approach to travel. And so we'll reimburse you for the car, the actual cost of a car, the actual cost of the hotel, but then conference fees or things like that that are associated with the trip, the airplane ticket. But then there comes this part of meals and incidentals, and typically right now the state pays $60 per day for meals and incidentals, and it's very similar to how the federal government does it and other, other states and jurisdictions pay a fee, and so that 60 is to cover, three meals, and if you tip people or, maybe you need to get your shirt pressed while you're out, but it's the incidentals are covered under meals and incidentals, and that's $60 a day, and you do not have to turn in receipts for that. It's based on the clock. So if you're in travel status for the appropriate time during a day, you'd get $60, or you'd get some prorated portion of $60 depending on the hours and travel status.
Senator French.
And I just want to make sure I understand then. It sounds to me like this, the way the statute's crafted, doesn't change your current practice. Is that right?
Through the chair, that's correct, Senator French.
Thank you.
Okay, and then if you just speak to mileage for a second, I know the federal, is it like 50 cents when that comes into play?
Senator Menard, that there is a mileage, and so if say you're driving in lieu of flying to somewhere, you can submit a mileage reimbursement claim. And it is, I couldn't tell you the number off the top of my head. I think Kim Granero probably could.
51 cents or
something. It's something along those lines, and it's annually, it's reviewed annually and adjusted up or down, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's tied to what the federal government reimburses for that same thing.
Thank you for that clarification. Senator Pascman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So is there a per diem paid if a governor would be away from Juneau as a duty station?
Through the chair, Senator Pascman, there would be, it would be $60 a day would be paid if the governor were away from the residence in Juneau.
And living in their personal residence.
That has been the practice. I mean, that really was the subject of some of the controversy that we've heard over the past couple of years.
So,
just to follow up on that, I think that the concept behind that was if you have, if your duty station is in one place and you're traveling to another place, and you have a residence available to you to stay in, you still have to eat. You may not have the cupboards or the refrigerator stock, but you still have to go eat there. And we would treat that the same for any state employee who had similar arrangements. I mean, the idea is it distinguishes between the roof over your head and the cost for the day's food and so forth, and you're away from where you're currently living, where you have your pantry full of food and your refrigerator, however that might be. But that's the concept of this, and so whether it's the governor or any other state employee, we would pay them $60 a day even if they were traveling away from their duty station and they had that residence available to them.
So do you understand that this bill has been brought forward to kind of change that? Because, say, we have a governor that lives The duty station, we all understand, is going to be Juneau, but then they have another home just for the sake of offering up a town, say Anchorage, and they're going to be living there, and they're choosing during the interim to live there, but they're still charging per diem back to the state.
Madam Chair, the bill does not change that practice. This bill would still, in the case you just described, the state would still pay $60 a day to somebody in travel status away from the residence here in Juneau.
Okay. Senator French?
Yeah, it's not an automatic payment. It's something that the governor would have to submit for reimbursement?
Through the chair. Thank you, Senator French. That's accurate. Everything is subject to a claim by the individual.
Okay,
to reimburse.
So that's where the difference.
So there's a little bit of a let your conscience be your guide at work here.
Okay.
And I guess just philosophically, I don't know how the rest of the committee feels, but I'm not sure we should be paying a state employee $60 a day while they're home in their own kitchen cooking dinner. And I understand your sort of, understand the state's approach in the past has been, you know, if you're stationed in Juneau, you've got a home somewhere else, let's just use Anchorage, you're home for a week doing business, but staying in your home, it just seems like that's what your salary is supposed to cover, you know, is your normal sort of home expenses. You're the one who's elected to have two homes. Mm-hmm. So this may be something we want to kick around for a day or so and think about whether we want to take a different approach.
Okay, we'll hear from Senator Meyer.
I thank you, Madam Chair. And just to comment on Senator French's comments, I don't disagree with what you're saying. However, if that same state employee was going back to Anchorage to do state business and was staying at a hotel, we'd be paying the hotel, correct?
Through the chair and Senator Meyer, that's very a good point. And that, I think, is the trade-off, because that same person could go stay at the Voyager. We'd pay for their hotel, and we would give them a meal allowance. Mm-hmm. So there's actually could be a disincentive there to spend more money on a hotel. And so it, you know, recognizes that you might have some incremental costs, and you know it's going to pay $60 for that. But you're avoiding that hotel cost, right, because they're staying in a lodging. And I would say too, you know, it's relatively infrequent. I would say. I mean, this isn't something that you're dealing with all the time. It's more the exception than the rule, I would say.
So, Madam Chair, I think...
Follow up, Senator Meyer.
Yeah, I think in some ways the current practice actually saves the state money. And I don't know if we would want to change that, because we want to save mm-hmm. the money, you know, wherever we can. Because otherwise the same state employee would be paying the hotel plus the $60 for meals and incidental expenses. So we'd be paying considerably more. And the fact that they stay in their personal residence actually saves us quite a bit.
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, that's accurate, and I think that's some of the consideration that was made when the rule was established.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I may.
Okay. Senator Passman.
But, you know, and I guess this concept of Juneau as a duty station and having a law such as this, which essentially applies to that one executive office, there's an implicit understanding that one has a residence in Juneau that's provided by the citizens of Alaska, and that the governor then also has a residence somewhere else in the state of Alaska if they are a governor not from Juneau. And so then the question comes down to is in Senator Menard's example, if they are a resident from Anchorage, why would they stay in a hotel in Anchorage if their primary home, which is not their duty station but is their primary home, why would they stay in a hotel just to run up the bill? I mean, again, that may be the conscience be their guide, but isn't that a part of the equation that we're looking at?
Through the chair, Senator Passman, I believe that is the other side of the discussion. And quite honestly, in my experience, I've not seen anybody trying to run up the bill. And, you know, it's, you know, we set the rules in place and they work well, you know, 99.9% of the time. You always have some exception to that, and somebody who might be trying to game the system or you know, but no one's getting rich on travel. I mean, and I'm talking really broadly. I want to be real clear. I mean, because we administer, again, these travel regs for 15 state departments, and the governor's office is one of those, and the gov's admin staff take care of all the travel for a governor and her staff, just like if I travel, I submit my stuff through our Department of Administration. We have an admin services staff that handles our travel. So, you know, by and large, the rules are there to minimize the cost to the state and encourage, you know, responsible travel by all state employees. And I think, you know, by and large, they work well in accomplishing that.
Senator Passman.
Thank you. Yeah. So when a governor would be in their location of their principal residence, the conscience be their guide that they aren't going to be charging the state for a vehicle or an hotel and those types of things, but then the issue is the hotel or the meals and the incidentals at $60 a day, and the ultimate issue then is, do you allow the governor to charge the state that $60 a day when they would be sleeping in the master bedroom of their personal home when they're away from their duty station, which is the office they've volunteered to run for?
Through the chair, Senator Passman, I think you've accurately described that.
Senator Meyer.
Madam Chair, you know, I can just imagine all sorts of different scenarios, because even you know, if you're governor, supposedly you're going to be here for 4 years, living in the governor's mansion, and if you fly back to, again, we'll use Anchorage, and you have a house there, more than likely you're not going to have any food in that house because it'd all be spoiled or rotten or whatever. So you do need to go out and buy some groceries or you know, eat at a restaurant or something. And so I think the $60 is legitimate. But also, too, I don't think if you go back again to Anchorage, if that's your home place and you're going to be there 2 weeks on state business, I don't think we should expect them to automatically stay in their home or their primary residence, because, again, if I knew I was going to be here for 4 years, I would try to rent out my house. So I don't think we can just assume that, you know, since they got a home in Anchorage, that they can stay there.
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, that's actually a good point, because it really is, you have a home there and it's available to you. And that is a distinction, because some people, I think in the past, there's been examples where, whether it's a commissioner who signed up for a four-year appointment or a previous governor, but their house might be leased out and it may not be available to them. And there, it's probably a much more, you know, cut and dry, clear cut analysis in that regard. But it really does get, whether you're sleeping in that bed, it's really the cost for the day of food. I mean, if the governor's here in Juneau, as far as I know, again, I'm not in the governor's admin office, but we'll buy the food, we'll shop for the food, we'll prepare the food, we'll clean up after it, and it's all part of the deal of living in the residence there. But it just really, it's when you go on the road, and all that that's provided is not available. So then, what's a fair treatment of that situation?
I think we struggle with trying to be fair. And of course, we know at the Atwood Building, the governor has a presence there, her office. And since that is the largest city in the state of Alaska, that he or she has to have a presence there. So it isn't where she's constantly going to, or he is going to be in Juneau, because you know, an awful lot goes on. So we're struggling. I guess you just have to at some point say, what is a fair and reasonable way to approach this, and is this a fair and reasonable bill to go forward with? So are there any other questions? Senator Passman?
I guess taking it one step further, though, is the concept of establishing the duty station of any benefit to the state? In other words, we have the Capitol here and the legislature here. You know, is there a concept separate and apart from meals and incidentals on a daily basis of establishing a duty station for the governor in Juneau?
Through the chair, Senator Passman, I mean that's the policy call of this bill. That there's probably other people you could ask that question of that could answer it better. I mean, I was here to talk about the travel aspects, but I will tell you this, that every state position has a PCN, a position control number, and we all have mine as 02-something, we all have a duty station. Mine's Juneau, and there's a process for changing that when you're not the governor. If we're going to transfer my position as Deputy Commissioner of Admin to Anchorage or Fairbanks or pick a community, there's a process through OMB that we would do that in changing duty station of a position. So the fact that you're that the sponsors are trying to address that in a bill because it affects the governor's position, I don't really see a conflict with that with any other how we would treat any other position, because every position in state government in the executive branch has a specific duty station.
Thank you. And what you're saying, just the governor doesn't have a duty station.
I guess what I'm saying is it's maybe not as...
As spelled out.
Spelled out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Pascal?
My question was along the lines of, can the governor elect their duty station? Or is it assigned? And if it's not Juneau, what would be the basis to have that assigned to some other duty station? So in other words, could a governor come in and say, I want my duty station to be Point Barrow, so that wherever they go, it is always...
Through the chair, Senator Pascal. So if your question is, can the governor
elect their duty station to be anywhere else in Alaska other than the capital?
We're talking theoretically here, I assume, through the chair. Since there's no place where it's, I mean, the capital is Juneau, the residence is here in Juneau. There's nothing in writing that says the governor's duty station is in Juneau, but you have a bill before you that spells that out.
Yeah, okay. But I think that's clear. Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any other follow-up questions? Okay, we'll go to Kim Gennaro.
Actually, Madam Chair, Kim Gennaro is our Director of Finance. I had brought her here if you had specific questions
that.
In the admin manual.
Feel a need to bring him up? Okay, thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Any of my committee members have any other questions? Okay, Senator Meyer.
Well, Madam Chair, and I'll certainly let Senator French speak for himself. I don't know that. In my opinion, we need to hold this over anymore to, you know, look at other alternatives. I think it's clear what the bill does. It's going to say that the governor's
duty station
is going to be Juneau, can't be Point Barrow, can't be Anchorage or Fairbanks, and but everything else seems to stay pretty much the same as it currently is. And I think it's good, you know, having gone through all the different possibilities, that to leave that flexibility in place.
Okay. What, and I concur with that, Senator French?
Madam Chair, this bill goes to judiciary, so I can mull it over in the interim.
Will of the committee on this bill? Do I hear a motion to move Senate Bill 244 from committee with individual recommendations?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 244 from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal up.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 244 moves out of state affairs judiciary. We are now adjourned.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought you were right, and I'm taking all these different.